Test.
Mic test.
Ace of spades. Ace of spades.
There we go. Ryan from Guys Games and Beer, and we're here at Gamehole Con 2019 in Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Drunken Larry from Guys Games and Beer, and we're with
Travis Legg with Onyx Path Productions or Onyx Path Publishing. Woo! I haven't even been drinking.
Yep.
Yes, I'm Travis Legg. I'm the Scarlands line developer with Onyx Path Publishing. I also am the Twitch programming coordinator, so I coordinate all their Twitch programming. But I'm here today to talk to you guys about Scarlands.
Okay, so Scarlands, it says you have a couple of new add-ons or releases to go along with. Is that...
That's correct, yeah, so...
Wait a minute. What is Scarlands?
What is Scarlands?
There we go, he's the good about...
Thank you, I was about to go there. We've connected, apparently. I've absorbed some of your beer through the connection of this interview, and it messed up my intro, but I knew what you were going for. So what is Scarlands, you ask? Why, thank you for asking. It is a 5th edition compatible fantasy setting. It actually had its genesis during 3rd edition. Back when the 3rd edition open game license came out, they released the OGL, they released the Player's Handbook and the Dungeon Master's Guide, and then there was a lull for like 6 months where Wizards did not get their monster manual out to the public. And during that lull, Creature Collection for Scarlands came out. So it was actually, fun fact, the first book of monsters for 3rd edition, because it came out under the open game license, and they beat the monster manual to market. And they built this setting based off of the lore that was introduced in their Creature Collection. So it started off as that, then they went to relics and rituals and spells and magic items, and eventually sort of built the setting piecemeal from there.
Okay.
So it really kind of was crafted sort of backwards to what a setting would normally be built.
Okay.
But eventually they came out with the Gelspad Gazetteer, which is the continent that gameplay takes place on. Anyway, over the course of 3rd edition, they released something like 40 books, won some awards, and then when the OGL ended for 4th edition, or when 4th edition came out after the OGL ended, they stopped producing it. And when 5th edition came out and Wizards released the new OGL, a new edition of Scarlands was created by Onyx Path Publishing. And so there we are. I now am the, somehow through some awesome twist of fate, have wound up in the line developer's chair for that setting.
So, Scarlands sounds to me is a world created, and you use the world, the rule base of D5, right? I heard that right.
D5E.
Yeah. And so, but sometimes when you create a world, things don't exactly match up. Are there any kind of unique sort of, I don't know, rule sets or special things or that is in Scarland that you might not normally find in a D5 rule set?
Yeah, so the core rules are the same as you would find in D&D 5e, right? Your basics, anybody, if you're familiar with Dungeons & Dragons, you'll be able to sit down, play Scarlands, no problem. The races are unique. They're a little bit hardier because it's a more dangerous world. To give you the very quick elevator pitch, it's if you take Heavy Metal Magazine, wrap it up in Greek mythology, and slam that sucker into a player's handbook, you have Scarlands. There was a war between the gods and the titans that ended 150 years ago, right? So this is a fantasy D&D world. If you're a human, your grandparents might have fought next to one of the gods in this war. If you're an elf, you might have fought next to one of the gods in this war, okay? And it fucked the landscape up. I hope I can say fuck on your podcast. It fucked the landscape up, right? There's entire mountain ranges that are the teeth of a titan who had their teeth pulled out by the gods and thrown into the land, and they formed into mountains. there's an entire ocean called the Blood Sea that is bloody, literally bloody, because the gods ripped the heart out of a titan, chained him up, and threw him to the base of the ocean. So he's still laying down there, still chained, still bleeding, because you can't kill these titans. So in terms of like the setting, it's fucking hardcore, right? So so the characters are a little bit more hardcore because of it, you know? Some of the races we have, like the Ironbred, they're like a horse folk, you know, and they're a little bit tougher. They get some extra hit points per level. They have a couple of extra racial features, you know, to contend with living in such a harsh environment. So, but beyond that, as far as like how does it play at the table, if you know your way around D&D, you'll be comfortable playing Scarlands.
So Scarland has been out for a little bit, and now, are you introducing something new relatively close to this con, or is it, you know, where's it at in development?
Well, so we just finished the Creature Collection Kickstarter, which we hit like 420% of our goal. So I'm not even making that number up. It really was 420%. Yeah, not too shabby, and fun in joke for the potheads in the crowd. So that just wrapped up, and it will be on BackerKit soon. So if you missed the Kickstarter, you'll still be able to pre-order it. Okay. And we also are announcing, basically in tandem with this convention, two new books that are being released early 2020, and those are Vigil Watch, which is kind of a setting expansion that's going to dive into six unique locations on that main continent of Gelsped, sort of looking deeply into these villages or cities or cultures and giving like an in-depth look at those places. And then Yuggman's Guide to Gelsped, which is a in-world series of communications between some of the sort of named powerful NPCs about the people of Gelsped, the heroes, the villains, so on and so forth. But that is the framework to provide kind of a player's guide too. So almost like a Xanathar's guide, right? You've got your new races, new subclasses, new spells, all that stuff. But it's provided in the framework in-world of these letters. So you can use that stuff to sort of anchor it into your Scarlands game, but also the setting, or the system material, I should say, is presented in a clean, clear fashion. So even if you're playing a different D&D setting, you can grab that system stuff up and integrate it directly in.
So back to the Kickstarter with the BackerKit. Where that's going to be out there soon, where people can get back in and get it. From that, where would you find that?
Yeah, so if you just go to backerkit.com, Onyx Path Publishing frequently uses Kickstarter to get projects off the ground.
So there's a number of Onyx.
So there's a number Onyx of Onyx Path, Path books on there. They've done like right now, I know, I think by the time this airs, Chicago by Night will still be up on BackerKit.
Okay.
For Vampire 5th Edition. I know They Came From Beneath the Sea is still up there for the Story Path system. So there's a lot of stuff up there. So if you just Google or go to BackerKit and search for Onyx Path Publishing, you should be able to find a number of our games. But specifically, you should be able to find Creature Collection probably by the time this reaches audience. I don't know how quick of a turnaround you're planning, but if not right away, very soon.
So obviously, you should always play Scarlet, but if you're not playing Scarlet, is there a game that you play?
Personally, a ton. I've fortunately wound up in this position where I'm the programming coordinator for the Onyx Path Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/TheOnyxPath. So I'm basically always playing our games now. Oftentimes, I'll guest on like Pugmire streams, Monarchies. We play Monarchies of Mao as well. We just did a character creation month where we did character creation for Trinity Continuum, Deviant, The Renegades, which is another game we just kickstarted in the Chronicles of Darkness universe. And I personally run on my own private channel, Plastic Age Plays, which is twitch.tv/PlasticAgePlays. I run a game set in the Forgotten Realms. It's all girl, all drow, called Extreme Drowess. And we just had our 52nd episode. We've been running that for, it's bi-weekly, so we've been running it for 2 years now.
So, Bernie told me that before you did a lot of this game development, maybe you worked in another media. So, tell me about that.
I had a stint as an independent filmmaker. I started in 2010. I released my first film, a slasher flick called Raymond Did It, which I think you can watch right now on Amazon, maybe, possibly. I don't know that I'd recommend watching it, but you can.
Oh, no.
I am super... No, he didn't. That's the twist of it. So it was like my homage to like Halloween, right? So, and it's gruesome as fuck. Somebody gets folded in half and stuffed into a washing machine. Somebody gets a shower curtain rod shoved up their ass and it comes out their mouth. It's really, really gory. So don't let your kids watch it. But it was so much fun. I really loved making movies, but the business side of it was heartbreaking. And after... routinely every 18 months I would give 18 months of my life to a film, and then I would, one way or another, that would shatter my heart. I did a romantic comedy called Dry Spell, you know, and a bromantic comedy. It was more like it's funny. It's on iTunes, you can watch it.
Okay.
Closer to The Hangover than like, you know, than like, I don't know, The Wedding, 27 Dresses. Kinda. So I did this thing, and it gets picked up for distribution, and we're like all partying and having a good time and celebrating. And the day that it comes out on iTunes, it's like number 8 in comedy. And then the next day, it's been illegally downloaded like 50,000 times. So like after that, I was like, nah, I'm done. I think I'm done getting my heart ripped out for a living. So I came back to games full time, and I never looked back. I'm super happy with how it's turned out.
All right. So, yeah. Thanks for sharing. So that game again was, and you can find it on what website?
So the game itself is Scarredlands. You can go to Onyx Path Publishing's website, which is theonyxpath.com. If you go to drivethroughrpg.com, you can go to the Onyx Path. They have their store right there featured on the side on one of the buttons. You can pick up all of our PDFs there. I also do want to make a mention while I'm on here. Onyx Path has community content programs for Scarredlands called the Slaurician Vault, where you can make your own products for Scarredlands, just like Dungeons & Dragons has with DM's Guild. You can do the same thing in the Scarredlands setting. With the Slaurician Vault, that's through DriveThruRPG. We also have one for Pugmire, which is our other 5e game, where it's Dungeons and Dragons and Dogs is the very, very, very short pitch. It's called Canis Minor is the community program, so you can make stuff there through that. And then the story path system, which is what Trinity, Scion, and They Came From Beneath the Sea run on, also has now a community content program. So if you are playing these games and you are writing content for your own game and you want to monetize it, you can also, you know, get in on it. And I always like to throw a shout out to community content, because that's how I got my start. Like, I got this gig because I did stuff on DM's Guild and it was noticed, and it was of a high enough quality that they decided that they wanted to give me the keys to the castle. And now I'm in charge of my no shit favorite fucking D&D setting.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
All right, that's great. Well, thank you, Travis. What we'll do is this is Ryan from Guys Games and Beer, and Larry, and what we'll do is we'll take all of your links and for Onyx Path Publishing and things that we can put in there below, and people will be able to check out your sites and check out your products. So, anything. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is Brian with Guys Games and Beer, and now we are here with
Scott Ashcraft
and Heather Ashcraft from Pick Up and Go Games.
So you two are a longtime friends of the show, and we're all here at Game Hole Con 2019 again, and they're out in the vendor hall this year with. Can you let us know about your products again and what you might have to do that's new this year?
So Pick Up and Go Games, we do simplified role-playing games and simplified card games. We have taken the idea of the D20, you know, Pathfinder, Dungeons and Dragons, those sort of tabletop games, and have reduced them down to a very, very simple, easy to learn, easy to play tabletop game, as well as a card game that takes the idea of the adventuring party and brings it to a very quick and fast-moving tabletop, non-collectible, fully modular card game.
I think that sounds incredible. As someone who loves hanging out here but doesn't get into the hardcore gaming, a lot of these games that are set up here are very complex and somewhat intimidating to a noob like me. So what you guys are setting up sounds incredible. So what are some of the best ones that you've got going so far?
Well, our core book by itself actually runs in about 32 pages or so, I'd say. And it can be awesome because it's easy to understand. And the Peanut Gallery is making some great scenes right now. It's easy to understand. We got three stats, five skills. It's real quick to pick up. My cousin's 10-year-old made a character in 10 minutes. The whole thing is 32 pages. We understand that sometimes, like, 500-page rule books scare people. Yeah. If you're not prepared for it, or if you don't know the rules well enough, if you're not a hardcore gamer, been doing this for 20 years, then it can be very intimidating sometimes. So I've even got an example over here. This is our...
Sumo Anagrappa.
Yeah.
Book.
So with our core book is only 32 pages and has everything you actually need to be able to play, including a GM guide, Mon Man, all your equipment, spells, information, including your character sheet. So you are able, with only a 32-page book, to be able to play whatever type of fantasy D20 game that you want. Our newest product right here, this is our Planar Codex. Our Player's Codex Book 2, the Planar Grimoire. Our Player's Codex Books 1 and 2 are just add-ons. They are additional spells, equipment. We have vehicles and airships, our psionics, anything that you would like to add to expand upon the basic framework that our core book offers. It is not necessary, but we like it, and I happen to absolutely love this picture. So it's a lot of fun. So you can make it as expansive or as minimal as possible. And really, it brings the imagination and the customization, as well as just, you can tailor any game using our framework to your players, to your schedule, to whatever you need to. And when you only have one 32-page book along these lines, it's a lot easier on your shoulder when you're walking around a game con.
It's like, it really is. It's this thin. It's magical how thin it is.
You could actually carry the entire Crypts and Creatures library. I think right now we're looking at 14 books, approximately, for our entire library. 12 to 14 books. Yeah. It's been a long day, folks, sorry. But approximately 12 books, you could carry the entire library in your backpack and not even break a sweat.
So these games are still GM-driven? Like, how many players could get going with... the GM with five?
Yeah, about 3 to 5 or so.
Yeah, about 3 to 5. The nice thing about this is that you can run small groups. So maybe a GM plus maybe a couple of players, 2 or 3, and still have plenty to work with. You can do larger campaigns, long, you know, 1 year, 2 year campaigns as well. So it makes it real easy.
Do you have a specific story or incident or something along those lines that inspired you to try and develop this? And on top of that, how long did it take you to create this?
I'm going to give that to you, Daryl.
Yeah, the story that started with this was, I probably have to say Gen Con 2012, somewhere in there. It was whenever 5th edition Shadowrun came out. And we were running a 4th edition Shadowrun game at the time. And all of us, most of me and my friends, are my gaming group, we all went to Gen Con that year, and like four of us bought Shadowrun 5th Edition. Shadowrun 5th Edition is a great book. It's a great series. It's a great game. The rule book is 312 pages.
Okay. It's like this.
Yeah, it's like an inch and a half, 2 inches thick.
Like a college textbook.
Oh, yeah, easily like a college textbook.
It's intimidating, especially if you don't play it, so, if you don't normally.
So it loosely went like this here. It's like, oh, okay, this is what they changed. Oh, they updated this rule. Okay, this spell works like this now. Okay, let's play. Like literally that night, the Friday after we got back from Gen Con, we looked through the new rule book for an hour, and we were already into the new edition, converting our characters from 4th edition to 5th edition. And it was at that point that something just clicked with me that said, wait a minute, 300-page rule books don't scare us anymore. So I came to the idea like, well, wait a minute, maybe if I ever wanted to get my son or my daughter into role-playing or gaming in general, how would I go about getting them started? My son is autistic. He's a great boy, but there are some concepts that he just may not ever understand. So I need a simpler game. So I designed it. I had it prototyped in probably about 2 months or so. And then I brought it to game one day, and I showed it to my cousin's wife, and I said, here, Mary, tell me what you think. And she's like, this is cool. This is interesting. And then I showed it to my cousin, and he was like, this is okay. Why the hell did you make this? And I was like, because 400-page rule books don't scare us anymore, Mike. And he goes like, well, yeah, why would? Oh. And then it kind of dawned on him. And then Mary's like, could my son make a game out of this? And I was like, Mary, I think your son could make a character in 10 minutes. And sure enough, a month later, after I printed out a couple of sets, he tried, and Sebastian totally made a character in 10 minutes.
That's incredible. That sounds it sounds like a great way to get new people or kids or anybody into this in a simple and straightforward way. So that sounds incredible.
We've been very lucky in terms of with he is more mechanics. I'm generally more story. For me, it's story over rules, and every day. I would much rather have a really great story than have to go to the rules. And one of the beta tests, besides giving it to Sebastian to a child to see what they could do, is that we gave it to our best rules lawyer. The one person that we knew that could break any system. And we gave it to him and we said, break this.
His quote was, I can't, there's not enough.
He tried for 2 weeks and he couldn't break it.
My TJ. Good. My hat's to you, man. Thank you so much. But but TJ could not break this.
So, and I love being able to run this because I'm one of those that I'd much rather tell a good story than have a library full of books. So for me to be able to have just a basic system that allows incredible levels of flexibility and customization works out fantastic. And we have been able to, we've talked to scout leaders, we've talked to teachers. We have talked to several groups that want to either start gaming groups in their
teachers
schools
too.
Or in their organizations, and they want to be able to introduce this to the next generation and future generations. And this is a great stepping stone because you can start here, and once you become comfortable, then you can move on to things like Pathfinder and D&D and Shadowrun and all these others. So, woo, I got them. I got this. Yes, Eclectic Media, yes. Yeah.
If one of our listening audience wished to pursue a copy of this, where could they go about finding a copy of this book?
Well, actually, as of right now, it is not available online. It's only at the con for right now. But after the con, it will be available at pickupandgogames.com. You'll be able to buy all of our products through there. I ship anywhere. You make a deal with me, I might even ship worldwide.
I think you've had a couple of beers, dude. Let me make a correction. It is pickupandgo.games. We are also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we are putting out some pictures and information through our social media sites as often as we can. We've got a couple of them. We actually ran our very first Crypts and Creatures con exclusive Crypts and Creatures game today. It went very well. We have two more tomorrow, which are currently sold out, but if you're interested in trying out the Crypts and Creatures system, you can always come to one of the scheduled games at 12 and at 4. We're going to be over at the tables here outside of where the True Dungeon sets up. So come by. If we have a spot open, we'd be glad to slip you in there. Otherwise, we're going to try and do some pickup games as demand leads. Or if you find us at Booth 43, inside the vendor hall. We will be there all the way through Sunday, and we will have you running demos of our card game, Champions of Shalaria, at the time. We also have our brand new expansion on that. It's called Random Encounters. It goes to with the core deck, and it includes traps, monsters, and new quests that you've not seen.
I'm very
seen
glad that I'm
so
married to this because I can't
demo.
Buy
10, 15 minutes, we'll get you up and
stuff
running.
Like this.
Yeah, you two, it sounds like you guys have a great 1-2 punch going here. It sounds incredible.
We try really hard.
It's, yeah. It's
definitely a labor of love. We love to do it, and we always have fun doing it.
And our tagline is very simple. Gaming is for everybody. No matter if it's electronic, whether it's tabletop, whether it's card, it doesn't matter. If you like gaming, if we can find a way to help you get there, we're going to do it. Otherwise, we're going to turn you over to some of the experts.
Think thin. Simpler is better.
And their philosophy on this is great. They really do a great job with all their packaging, with the games. They're smartly written, well played through. The replayability is phenomenal. Everything works really great on that. I'm actually here to kind of do a little history section. So we've been doing this for a while, guys. You guys have been coming to this show. Don't talk yet until I hand you the mic, because otherwise nobody's going to hear you. So give me a moment. Yeah, keep mouthing words, though. So a little history. We've been meeting up with Pick and Go Games for quite a few years now. And where, 4 years. Where did we originally meet?
We met, actually, we were set up at Demo Row when they still had the podcast, right across from Demo Row about 4 or 5 years ago. And we just happened to be right across from each other. And I decided that, hey, if anything that had the words Guys, Games, and Beer in it, I needed to find out how I could get in on that group. So... Yep, so we ended up exchanging. I think we talked games, we talked beer, we talked all sorts of things. It was great.
We did. So, again, if you get to the con this weekend, and you should be at this con this weekend, yes. We are at Game Hole 7 years now. The growth of this con has been explosive. It is truly what Gen Con should have been. You need to get here. There's still Saturday and Sunday tickets available. Stop in. Like they said, they're going to be running some demo games tomorrow. Phenomenal stuff to sit in on. Definitely try to check it out if you can. We're in the Madison, Wisconsin area, so literally if you're in southeastern Wisconsin, you're an hour away. Drive up, for the love of Pete.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Any last comments for us?
I think we got it all. Check us out at pickupandgogames.com or pickupandgo.games. Either way, they go to the same site.
Check out the site. There are actually several free downloads for the Crypts and Creatures item. So if you're curious about some of that, you can check it out. Otherwise, contact us through any of our social media sites as well as our website. We'd be glad to answer questions. We love hearing feedback. And if there's anything that we can do to help you get into gaming or help you expand gaming within your circle, we'd love to be a part of that.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a great convention.
You guys too. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.